Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, Zolak and Bertrand.
I like this.
Right now.
This to me is fun.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Which is happening right at this moment.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
People either hating me or liking me.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In Boston, right? Everybody says this phrase and it's huge. It's like, yo, we gotta go park the car. Like, we gotta do what? What are you talking about? We gotta go park the car. I'm like, what are you, park the car? Like, it's an A, bro. Park the car.
That is Jack Easterby, his Christian comedy.
That gets funnier every time I hear it. And what's also great, too, is that Michael Hurley is obsessed with it. And so, like, every once in a while, I'll look on Twitter, and he'll, like, have made, like, a meme out of Jack Easterby, and he'll be like,
"I'm not your kid, not your son.
I'm not your kid, not your son. Park the car."
That was when he was in New York. He's not the guy's kid or the son. And, yeah, Jack Easterby has basically taken over the Houston Texans organization. What he is first and foremost a Christian motivational speaker. And yet what Rich was just playing audio of was him standing in front of a group of youths and loosening them up with some regional comedy. He takes them a trip around the USA and does a bunch of regional dialogue.
We gotta go pop the car.
That's right. His whole thing about living in Boston was he goes, people always go park the car. And you're like, okay, well, there's a lot of, having to, I guess, run into businesses or live your life. And he has seduced the owner, Cal McNair, of the Houston Texans. In fact, he just hired one of his proteges to be their character coach. And Bert sent us a video of him trying to or doing his spiel to that very kid while he was a kid at a diner and telling him he had all the answers. And, Rich, we have more from Jack Easterby. Yeah,
Fred, this is one of the crazier stories that I can remember in the NFL, in a league that's filled with insane stories. I can't understand it. And with every video and everything I see of him, I keep saying to myself, how is this guy the one who was able to go in and completely destroy think about how bad that team was this year. They went to the playoffs the year before. I mean, this was not – you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. There's potential for this team to be good, but he's ruined it. And the reason I'm saying him is because all the evidence, everything points towards this guy. As a matter of fact, John McClain, who covers the Texans, I just want to read you the beginning of this article that he wrote yesterday. And this is – it says it all. It said, as of 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, James Roots was still listed on the Texans' official website as franchise president, just below co-founder Janice McNair and CEO Cal McNair. Someone better tell the Texans and the McNairs. Roots, the team's longtime president, once known as Bob McNair's right-hand man, abruptly resigned Wednesday morning. Resigned is the nice, polite, old-fashioned way of putting it. Easterbead is the modern slang that the smart, hip kids use. One day you're happily locked into a prime role with one of the NFL's 32 teams, helping place hundreds of million dollars into the pockets of Houston billionaires. Then you're Easterbead, either because you got knifed in the back while looking the other way, or simply woke up on a January morning, decided real life was too short and you were done with the drama. Is Janice McNair paying attention to the intricate details of this absurd Shakespeare play? Will Cal McNair finally wake up and realize that if the Texans are serious about keeping Deshaun Watson in local red and blue, getting rid of the Texans' villain could be the easiest and fastest way to fix a broken culture and change the plot? I mean, dude, everyone knows it. So he goes in, and apparently what Easterby is doing is he is firing people who he did not bring into the organization and replacing them with people that will forever be loyal to him for giving him a job. It happened with the equipment manager, and which, by the way, apparently the players loved this guy. And if you don't undervalue how much players and the equipment manager and what a relationship they have, J.J. Watt put out a tweet that was basically, he could have added Jack Easterby to this, saying that, I can't believe this guy was let go. He's one of the best that we've ever had. He's going to find a great job. So basically, he's gone and just ruined everything. And with every video I see, I'm like, how is this guy the one to do it? So Fred, I had to go through and I had to just say, this couldn't have been a one-time off when you went to the Jack Easterby comedy jam. No. He doesn't just do impressions. The guy's got yucks for days, all right? So let's go to a little speech he did in front of a group. About, I think it was 2018, so he's still with the Patriots at this point. Goes up in front of the stage and says, you know what, I'm going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to bring the word to you, but in a way that you can, you know, not all uptight like some of these, you know, pastors who just sit there and bore you. I'm going to bring it to you the way only Easterby can do it. You're about to be Easterby'd right here on stage. Let's take a listen to Jack Easterby speaking in front of this crowd.
Then we have this idea of Luke, and I always say, Luke, I am your father, right? Okay?
Oh, yeah! Come on. Bring it around to Star Wars. By the way, put Christian in front of comedy and music, or music, and you know it's going to be bad.
Oh, my God.
If you put Christian in front of comedy or music, it's going to stink. And it's going to be real corny.
So it's the question is, does Jack Easterby write the jokes for Rick Reilly, or does Rick Reilly write the jokes for Jack Easterby?
I mean, that's going to plague us forever.
Hang on. Is there any place doing open mic nights in COVID? Because we should have Nick go and perform Jack Easterby comedy at one of the comedy clubs and see what kind of laughs he gets.
Yeah, he'll get right on that. Maybe next year. All right, here we go.
Then we have this idea of Luke, and I always say, Luke, I am your father, right? Okay? Luke is a physician. Think about this. So Nicodemus is drawn into a back alley at night, is what I like to call it. I often call him Nick at night. That's funny.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. That is funny. And how many times have you seen, like, the greats, like George Carlin go, and that's funny. What I just said is pretty funny. You know, this isn't Daddy's Bible study. You know what I'm saying? This is all right. All right. Jack Easterby continues. He loves it. Oh, baby. Give me all those apostles.
I often call him Nick at night. That's funny. Those of you who've been watching TV a little while, you'll laugh at that. And then you'll laugh again tonight at like 6 o'clock. You'll be like, Nick at night, huh?
If you're up, if you're one of these night owls. You know, a lot of the squares out there are watching Nickelodeon during the day. But at night, I mean, it turns into a bit of, you know, something for the kids.
That one worked on Cal. Cal McNair thought that one was great. That killed in the Texans front office.
Well, Easterby knows all the answers, according to things I've seen from him. He knows everything.
Those of you who've been watching TV a little while, you'll laugh at that. And then you'll laugh again tonight at like 6 o'clock. You'll be like, Nick at night, huh? You seem to be from God because you're doing some miracles and you're walking on water and all that stuff. Like, that's a pretty good deal. By the way, y'all think Jesus like paused on water and like shot out to the fish? That's funny right there. I laugh.
Whoa.
Word up, fish.
I always thought... I never really could relate to the Bible stories. They're written in such a way that it's very old-fashioned. I think, Nick, again, draw a bath. I need to be baptized immediately.
Yeah. Somebody just said this is...
Please clap.
That's funny. Like, he's telling the audience, like, that's funny. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Now I know. I think Nick is drawing a bath. Here we go.
Shout out to the fish. That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time. I'm like, man, you know, Jesus walking on water. Like, hey, what's up, fish?
Right? What are you, a psychopath? You laugh at that all the time? That tickles your funny bone in your head? Schizophrenic.
I'm talking to animals. They're talking back to me.
Do you laugh at that? I laugh at that all the time. Do you laugh at that all the time?
My dog, he sits in the corner of the room, says, murder, murder, murder. I'm like, ah, later on, son of Sam.
Yeah, well, yeah, my dad's name was Sam, so, you know.
Shout out to the fish. That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time. I'm like, man, you know, Jesus walking on water, like, hey, what's up, fish? Right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's funny. But anyway.
No, none of it is. None of it is. It's all terribly uncomfortable and really not funny.
Please clap.
I mean, this is really tough to listen to.
This guy is controlling a multi-billionaire.
And you know how much money this guy's making?
Oh, my God.
He's got a five-year contract from what I've heard. And you know what? Everyone's saying exactly the right thing. The number one way, the first step in order to try to make things whole and get Deshaun Watson back, it may not work, but what you have to do is you got to get rid of this guy.
But
Cal McNair's sitting there just cackling his way right to the, five years? Woo, tell another zinger, please.
If you watch what Easterby tells the people, it's the best con ever because there's nothing you can say that makes him wrong because he knows it's the truth and anyone just hasn't been exposed to the truth or refusing to believe it. And so, I mean, he can't lose. Once you get a guy believing in you, you can tell him everything else is fake.
We gotta go hawk the con.
That's right. God. I mean,
all right, let's break, and then when we come back, we have more of Easterby, if you haven't got enough of his Chuckle Hut set.
Just, it's Deaf Easterby Theater, man.
If you're a comedian and you're on stage, they shine a light when your act's over. Easterby, that light shines 5 seconds after he opened his mouth.
Someone just sent a picture of Jesus walking on water. Just says, what up, fish?
What up, fish? Yeah, that's great. He was what up, fish?
Oh, somebody just is speaking my language. Easterby is the Grima Wormtongue of the Houston Texans. Oh, yes, Grima Wormtongue of the Lord of the Rings series, yes. Chief advisor to King Theoden, of course.
Archie, man. All right, we will be back in just a moment with more of this.
We are going to pop the car.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our Presidency Sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Top. Talking about the game is no game.
You were listening, you were enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Then we have this idea of Luke, and I always say, Luke, I am your father, right? Okay? Luke is a physician. Think about this. So Nicodemus is drawn into a back alley at night, is what I like to call it. I often call him Nick at Night. That's funny. Those of you who've been watching TV a little while, you'll laugh at that. And then you'll laugh again tonight at like 6 o'clock. You'll be like, Nick at Night. You seem to be from God because you're doing some miracles and you're walking on water and all that stuff. Like, that's a pretty good deal. By the way, y'all think Jesus like paused on water and like Shout out to the fish. That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time. I'm like, man, you know, Jesus walking on water, like, hey, what's up, fish? Right? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's funny. But anyway.
That is the comedy stylings of Jack Easterby, the guy who is the character coach for the Patriots, has moved on to the Texans organization, is making a phenomenal amount of money, and has seduced their dim-witted owner, who inherited the team from his father. Cal McNair is the new owner. And Jack Easterby has conned Cal McNair. And the thing is talking Cal McNair out of this is almost impossible, because once you've bought in, there's no argument you can make, because you could be logical and go, well, this, this, and this. And then they'll go, oh, no, no, they just don't know the truth. And then you'll go, well, this guy seems to have had a pretty good life. And then they'll go, no, 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 the afterlife. And then at that point, I mean, what are you going to say? You're going to go, I mean, there's nothing you can say. You're like, okay, well, I mean, I guess I'm screwed. And you got it made. There's, you know, if, I can't tell you that's not going to happen. So there you go. All right.
Well, somebody just said, I can't laugh too much at this. This man walked the halls of Gillette, and that bothers me.
Yeah. I don't know why you have to have a character coach. I don't know why some, like, religious guy's got to be there. Especially, like, some, like, Christian guy's got to be there telling you what to do.
I know why, because in most cases, it's just someone who's available, because there are players who, because games are played on Sundays.
Let me stop you there. My point is not having a Christian guy there to lead services.
Yeah.
My problem is with the title character coach.
I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. That's just something thrown around. I think because they can't really call.
No,
him
they're called a character. No, 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 no. Easterby's role was above just leading services. Again, you talk of the guy, you know, who's a priest that goes into the Falcons.
Right. Every Sunday, he goes does in a service. He's the priest for the Falcons and does service. And then he's also a guy that, you know, he tells all of them, if you need to ever talk.
Yeah, which is a priest does. He's a priest.
Which is basically what he's supposed to do for all of these, which I believe is what Easterby's role is supposed to have been.
If I'm Catholic and I'm on a team, and a priest comes in, and I want to go to the service, I go to the service. And also, if I have a problem and I choose to seek the guidance of a priest, that's the priest's job.
Yeah, yeah.
Priest's job isn't to come in and and work on the character of people who could care less about the religion he's talking about.
I would like to know what exactly his role was with the Patriots. That part's interesting to me, because we what he was able to do once he, you know, got into the organization with Houston. I mean, he basically took over. He's the GM now, or was the GM until they got Caserio, and is basically essentially the running the whole place. So I'd like to know what indeed his role was when he was here. But I mean, did he get the job from pure yucks? I'm not quite sure.
Well, here's the difference between a priest that would is that I saw the video of Easterby sitting down with the kid they just hired when he was a kid, sitting down with the character coach they just hired for the Texans. And what Easterby does is a sales pitch that tells you he knows everything. And that if you listen to him, your life is going to, not only is your life going to be the greatest thing ever, that you're better than everyone else. And he's also telling this kid how to sell this to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scam. If I'm a priest and I do, and I go, listen, this is what I believe. And if you want to go to my, we'll do the service. And then if you have a problem, you can come talk to me, and we'll try, and I'll listen to you. I'm here to listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great service to people.
Sure,
that's fantastic. And then there's a hustler and a grifter and a con man.
Well, that's what we're seeing in Houston.
And the thing with this garbage is that, again, you can't argue with them because there's a trump card on everything. Well, you just don't know. And then if it doesn't affect you in this life, you're going to go to hell. And then you go, all right, well, I can't. What do I know about hell? Maybe. Like I can't tell you for sure.
I want that shirt. What do I know about hell?
Yeah, like, you know, like, oh, sure. I mean, like, you're talking about these things, like, sure. What? Right. Like, okay, you know what happens when you die. Okay, great. Like, what am I going to tell you?
I would doubt how pious this guy is, because you know that he sold his soul for his comedy chops. I mean, proof is in the pudding.
No, you think there was, that he went to, like,
try to kind of sign the contract over.
Well, you know how, what's his face, went to the bluesman, went to the railroad tracks and got to the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John Lee Hooker, whoever the guy's name is. And then you're telling me Easter Beast went to a Dave Coulier show and and made a deal with the devil.
That's right. And he goes, do one thing to seal the deal. Cut it out. Immediately, he was able to do Bullwinkle impressions.
That's what I was about to say. In turn for your soul, I'll give you the gift of a Bullwinkle impression.
So, all right. So let's get back to this final clip. This is him once again 2 years ago, Jack Easterby, when he was still with the New England Patriots, and speaking at one of his things and busting up. Let's go back to the Jack Easterby Comedy Club, shall we? Take it away, Mr. Easterby.
And by the way, good for these audiences for like enjoying this. Like,
and by the way, this is an audience of adults. This is adults. Yeah.
Well, I don't care. Even worse if you're 16 and listening to this and not rolling your eyes. All right, here we go.
We're going to have some fun today. This is going to be fun. We're going to talk about the greatest champion. We're going to laugh a little bit, and we're going to have some fun.
Well, you already lied. You're a liar. That's a sin, I imagine. We're going to laugh a little bit. Well, now let's not go crazy.
We're going to have some fun today. This is going to be fun. We're going to talk about the greatest champion. We're going to laugh a little bit, and we're going to have some fun doing it. So I want to start with a story that I think you'll relate to that will help you hopefully smell what I'm stepping in a little bit today. A couple of years into my ministry here at New England, I was asked, it was a busy day and a lot of people were out of the office and we had just signed some new players. And so a lot of the people who normally do the van runs, picking them up, were busy. And so they said, hey, Jack, would you mind go and grab one of our players from the airport? We've just signed this guy. He's going to work out for us and then he'll be on our team. I said, absolutely. Let's do it. So they, as a joke, give me this van and send me through Mass Pike, okay, to downtown Logan to get this young man from the airport. And as I go to pick him up, I get a text message from our assistant, says his name is Malcolm. And I thought to myself, okay, great. So I call this guy. He's got a Mississippi number. So I'm thinking, man, we're going to relate here. He's from rural Mississippi. I'm from South Carolina. So I call him. We start trading fast food restaurants, all these different things. And I said, hey, all I have is your last name is Malcolm. Your first name is Malcolm. What's your last name? He says, Butler. And I said, okay, great. So you may have heard of him. He's a decent situation, decent player. So anyway, so he says to me, okay, I'll see you when we pick up. So we pull up. And because we had had some dialogue, and those of you who know, you talk to somebody on the phone, maybe in business or something, you kind of visualize what somebody's going to look like. So you kind of in your mind know this is what it's going to be, right? And so the idea is I visualize what it would be like. So I pull the van up at the side of Logan, and I see this guy, and I think this is it. And I said, hey, welcome to New England. And this guy looked back at me, and he was like, hey, how are you? And I said, hey, how are you? Are you Malcolm? And he said, no, I'm not. So I got back in the car feeling silly. And I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, like, here's this guy that I thought was somebody he wasn't anyway.
Please clap.
The icebreaker.
That's the worst story I've ever heard in my entire life. Let's break it down.
Oh, geez.
It was a busy day and no one was there. No point in the story.
And at one point he goes, you know, they're playing this joke on me. So
and
I
they gave
there.
Me a van. Like, what, wow, that's funny. And then he's like, and then I'm on the Mass Pike, like, woo. That's the worst story I've ever heard. That's the worst story I've ever heard. And that was in front of an audience to lead the conversation.
Please clap.
You said, hey, Malcolm, welcome to New England. I thought I knew what he looked like. So I looked at the first black guy that came out and I said, hey, Malcolm.
I visualized what he looked like in my head. Right.
Which actually would have been like kind of a funny thing to say. Like I just was like, you know, there's not a lot of black guys in New England. And I saw a black guy. It's not funny still, but I mean, at least he said something. That's the worst story I've ever heard. It's the worst story I ever heard.
And
I like how he adds like the flourishes of he's from Mississippi and I'm in South Carolina, so I think we know each other, which had nothing to do with the story. The story is you took a van to pick a guy up at the airport and you said hello to someone that wasn't the guy.
And somehow, right, that was the story.
Yeah. And how much do you get paid for these things? This is what this is what's got. I know, probably a lot.
I'm jealous as hell. My God!
Somebody said Butler didn't laugh at Easterby's jokes. That's why he was benched in the Super Bowl. Well,
I was getting ready to tell a Malcolm Butler joke about why that's why he was benched, but there was no story, so I couldn't even add it. Whoa, he stinks. He's dumb. There's no, all these things. He's dumb. He's a real dumb person.
You know what's great is that one of our listeners reminded me, because I saw this last week. There is an account, a Twitter account, that seems suspiciously like a Jack Easterby Twitter account. Now, there's no way to confirm whether it is or not, but the stuff that's being said on it is stuff that, like, only, like, with a fever, this guy is defending Jack Easterby. I mean, and all of these other, like, things, like, inside Houston Texans working stuff that this guy knows that nobody else knows.
Oh, it's Jack Easterby.
Yo, 100% he's the type of guy that would do that.
Oh, give me a break. I mean, come on. If anyone thinks it's not something he would do, you're out of your mind.
Here's one of the tweets from this account, which people are speculating with the Jack Easterby fake account. Very weird how at Pro Football Talk, at Adam Schefter, and at SI Now conveniently put together some articles about the Texans' job being unwanted or Deshaun wanting out anytime some concrete events take place, such as the qualified head coaching candidates that were interviewed this weekend. He put, maybe J.J. Watt could get Deshaun Watson in touch with his agent so someone could explain to Deshaun and David how keeping an open line of communication leads to good faith and a common ground that leads to a deal best for all parties.
Oh, yeah. Like, you didn't hire a qualified coaching candidate. You qualified someone no one had ever heard of that's 60-something years old that has never been a head coach anywhere.
By the way, apparently, Jack Easterby's Wikipedia page was updated this past week and somebody caught it. And at the bottom of it, it says, despite the criticism, Easterby has been praised by multiple Texans players, including Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson loves him. That's why he's not... A lot of people express their love by ignoring calls.
Somebody tweeted that to the screen cap to the fake account, and the person from this account tweeted back, this can be proven. Just look at what Deshaun Watson said about Jack Easterby and the Texans when Deshaun Watson signed his contract extension last season. Makes you wonder what the actual reason for Deshaun's, quote, frustration must be.
Yeah, it's not enough, Easterby. he wants more. Turn it to 11. Dave, go ahead.
All right. Listen, I'm the son of a preacher, man, right? I have been for 34 years, and there's a way to talk about God. And I've been all the way around the country, Canada, everywhere, right? Listening to preachers and stuff, and I know this type of guy. This guy is a fool. He loves control. I've met this type of guy 1,000 times. He loves control, and he uses the word of God to control through, like, comedic purposes. This guy is a straight-up fruitcake.
He's a grifter. He's grifting. I mean, that's what he's doing. He's grifted a dummy. He's got a big dummy over there with more money than he knows what to do with, and he's convinced him to do a bunch of stupid crap. And that's definitely Easterby's Twitter account. There's no question of it. Because he's the kind of dumbass that would make an account as if that's going to do any good.
Fred, so...
Well, this Twitter guy likes him.
Pro Football Talk tweeted out an article. It said, Texans hire Jack Easterby ally Dylan Thompson as character coach. And I guess it talks about this guy. And this person, the fake account or whatever account that people are saying is Easterby's burner, says, way to villainize a devout, high-character person by claiming he was only hired because of his relationship with Jack Easterby. Meanwhile, the Jaguars casually hire a racist. Lions players speak extremely high of Dylan, and he will be a valuable asset to Nick Caserio and his players. I mean, this has to be Jack Easterby's account.
And it's so dumb, because it's like, who's going to look at some random Twitter account and go, oh, yeah.
Like, this is going to influence all of the fandom.
Yeah, guy likes him.
That's right.
Yeah, because I like how he names every good reporter. All these really good reporters.
are saying this, so you know it's wrong. Ew. Yeah, well, that's how they do it. And then they got all the answers, and then once they convince you, there's nothing you can say. Because there's nothing you can say, because there's a answer to all of it, which is hell. I mean, that's really what it is. And then what are you going to say? You don't know. So, all right. You know?
There's such inside stuff on this Twitter account, too. Like, I mean, they're talking about how, the GM search. And remember the name of the company that they hired to do background checks of everyone? And it was Korn Ferry. I remember that name because it was ridiculous. So Pro Football Talk talked about how this guy wanted to resign after the GM search resulted in, they neglected what the committee said, that Jamie Roots guy. And this person tweeted back, Korn Ferry was an investment made to bring forth several candidates, many of whom were interviewed. Ultimately, the Texans felt more comfortable with a very well-respected candidate in Nick Caserio. The search committee was indeed utilized, even if the hire strayed from Jed's list. I mean, this guy works in the organization.
Oh, yeah. It works in the organization. So it's a fan? Like, how would a fan know that?
Right.
I mean, you're speaking as someone in the organization. It's Jack Easterby.
Yeah, that's got to be that
kid. Or his
kid.
Wife.
Not your kid, not your son.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you a kid or a son. That's right.
I know that I have to eventually today park my car.
So. Well, I mean,
we got to go park the car.
I'm fascinated. This story, it's one of my favorite stories in the NFL in years. How this guy just came in and there's one dude buying all of it and it's destroying what could have been a pretty good team.
If I'm the NFL, I want Cal McNair out of that team as soon as I can.
Everything I hear from Jack Easterby, I feel worse and worse for Cal McNair. He's got to be a doddering old fool, barely functional, to fall under the spell of this guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, it happens, and it happens to successful people. I mean, they just, he's searching for something, and this guy has promised them that he knows it all and that he's got all the answers. And once you buy in, again, you can't, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't disprove everything. I mean, a lot of it is just he knows. And what are you going to say to it? So, I mean, he's the least funny human being I might have ever heard.
That's funny.
Now that's funny.
That's good, yeah.
He's like, what's up, Fish? Now that's funny. No.
I'm just going to tweet this guy and ask him if he's Jack Easterby.
Yeah, just tweet him. Just go, hey, Jack, I really like your comedy. Are you going to put out an album? As a matter of fact, I have. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Want to make a good morning even better?
Oh!
Now you can listen to Toucher and Rich on the radio.com app.
You're locked in to the show.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Ah, Frank Sinatra.
Sing 985 The Sports, we're Toucher and Rich. We had a conversation, I think yesterday, about playing the national anthem, that they didn't do it at the Maverick games, and this woman called in all hysterical and saying, I'm a nurse and you can't say anything to me. And it's funny, our program director called me yesterday. He's, are you getting really a lot of hate mail? And I'm like, nah. But we did get an email that I think was interesting about the national anthem that I'll read for you. It's from the guy, Andrew. It says, dear Fred, as an Afghanistan veteran, I found myself deeply offended by this morning's segment.
on the playing of the national anthem before games. Not by you, to be clear, but by the incoherent shriekings of the woman who called in. Her attitude is exactly what's wrong with America. Team owners make billions of dollars and often get taxpayers to fund the building of their stadiums, and all they have to do is make sure a song is performed before games for that privilege. Sign me up for that deal. This is such a shallow definition of patriotism, I would say, is befitting of a six-year-old, were it not for tens of millions of adults who appear to share that view. If you want to support the troops, write your congressman to keep the VA funded. Donate to the organizations that address veteran suicide, or I don't know, maybe think critically for 2 seconds about whether the war that's been going on for 20 years that's taken the lives of thousands of service members and ruined the lives of hundreds of thousands has been worth the sacrifice of blood and treasure. I'll get off my high horse for now, but in short, keep doing what you're doing. You know you're doing something right when you piss people off like that. Love the show. You guys have been making my morning for years. So I just wanted to read one positive from a rational thinking individual.
Well, I feel bad because, you know, you were talking about the emails of people who are angry, and it kind of sucks because I've been working on something behind the scenes for like several hours this week, and it involves somebody who, you know, outside of the show, and it was one of these things where they would have to get permission in order to do it, and I mean, and I found out late last night. I wanted to do it today, but I found out late last night that that person was not allowed to do it. But it's something we'll revisit, and it sucks. I'll tell you off the air what it was, but it involves all of the hate emails that we got, especially after you dare go after who was it? Tom Brady, I think, at the beginning of the week. I think that's where most of it came from.
Really?
Yeah.
But the person cannot read the emails.
No,
right now?
And I actually feel for this person because this guy really, really, really wanted to do it, but wasn't given permission to. So.
Does he work in television?
I don't want to think about anything about him. I like this guy a lot. And it's not who you think it is.
I was convinced it's outside the box.
And I like this guy a lot. Right. And so there you go.
Well, it's a shame because, I mean, I could have handed you a lot of them just based on the fat ass discussion. they got the city of Boston burning. Everyone forgetting that John loves big fat asses.
Real quick, did you see the thing that I retweeted? We were talking about the Easterby potentially fake account. It may or may not be. I don't know. But somebody messaged this guy, and someone pointed out, by the way, the person's name is JC Prepper, which they're saying like JC Prepper, like Jesus Christ Prepper, is this is too easy. And that is a type of person, you know, you're preparing for the coming of Jesus. That's the name of the person on the account. And somebody ended up messaging them, and he sent me all of the back and forth. And the guy goes, "Jack?" And the person answers, "Who are you?" And he goes, "Oh, just some guy." He said, "I'm not sure why you're messaging me. You have the wrong guy. Please don't message me again." And the guy says, "Oh, Jack, our secret is safe." And he goes, "I would strongly advise you stop calling me that. I don't want you to run in any unwanted business."
Oh,
wow. And the person says, "What do you mean by unwanted business? Is that a threat?" And He said, "Don't call me Jack." And the guy went, "Oh, if you prefer John, that's fine. By the way, your imitations are horrible."
Nah.
So this person messaging back and forth to whoever this guy who runs the account is, whether it's Jack Easterby or not, who knows?
Oh, yeah. It's Jack Easterby. Every fiber of my being. "Don't call me Jack or bad things will happen." What, is it going to rain toads or something? What do you got?
Locusts will descend upon your home.
JC Prepper, the account, just added us to their watch list.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that is. Is that where they just keep an eye on things? I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure.
What is a watch list?
I don't know. What is a watch list?
No, but how do you know he added us to his watch list?
Because you get a notice in your mentions and notifications. It said JC Prepper added you to their watch list.
Oh. All right. So you're prepping for the return of Jesus Christ.
Maybe. Once again, I don't know if that's him, but it sure is an interesting deal.
Well, maybe it's happening soon. Maybe we should all listen and prepare accordingly. Well, listen, you're on his watch list.
Yes, we are.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm leaning strongly towards that's Jack Easterby. Or maybe it's just someone who just happens to know everything that's going on inside the organization and just happens to be a huge fan of Jack Easterby and doesn't want to use their real name. If I was in the organization, you would think that I would just use my real name and just say, yeah, Easterby's great. You know, guys don't really understand what's going on. But the idea that you are the JC prepper and getting that all done is good for you. Congratulations. All right. Well, listen, Jake DeBrusque is going to be joining us coming up here at 9:30. He has been playing well. We can ask him about Tuukka Rask gliding off the ice while he thought the score was 2-1, when in fact it was not.
Mm-hmm.
He was leaving the ice, but then he had a good laugh about it, which I actually like.
A lot of shots on goal for Jake DeBrusque.
He had a great game.
Well, he had a goal.
He was robbed of a goal.
Yep. There's no question.
Yeah, he had a goal. I mean, that was a goal. The idea that they didn't call it a goal. They got screwed on two calls. They won the game, so who cares? But
you know why he didn't get that goal? Didn't call into the show.
That's right. Yeah, maybe you get a little puck luck.
Yeah, tonight, puck luck, because he's on the program.
Yeah, maybe you get a little puck luck tonight as they go against the Rangers again. And the best news for the Bruins is there's not a whole lot to talk about because things have been going so well for them.
They're killing it.
They're playing very, very well.
And they're entertaining to watch. Like, it's fun hockey. Well, at least get rid of the first period, usually. And the rest of it's wildly entertaining to watch.
Well, in fairness, in the Rangers game, they hadn't played hockey in 6 months, so it was a little difficult probably for them to get their legs under them. But, and I'll tell you this, is 3-on-3 overtime. I can't think of a better rule change in all of sports. That is fun. Because that's breakaway central, baby. If you get a stop in the defensive end, someone's breaking out of that on a fast break, and you're getting the goal like you had the other night with Marchand. Very exciting. I know Marchand can't change his tune, but I've told John several times off air, I don't like the way he gets beat around.
Yeah.
I want him healthy.
He gets a crap knocked out of him, and we talked about this earlier. He somehow is able to continue playing his exact game. He never backs off.
He is punched in the face with a gloved hand and not a full punch, but he's punched in the face maybe 15 times a game. There's someone who is punching him in the face. Now, this counts incidences. It's not 15 incidents.
Sure.
But there might be 3 incidents where he's punched 5 times each. And he smiles. It doesn't seem to bother him. But that's a good job. I mean, if you're going to go out there and you know every night you're going to get... But sometimes he just puts his head down, takes his stick, rams it. And, you know, Marchand's only 5'2". So when he puts his stick out and then he puts his head down, he's really like 3 feet tall.
Right.
And he gets that going for him. All right. We'll be back in just a moment with more. Jake DeBrusque going to join us at 9:30.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go.
No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.